Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerwig. God bless America. Good to have you here as we battle to save the Republic. I am an America First kind of guy, so good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Elon Musk, having been attacked from just about every single left-wing group, will likely be having the last laugh all the way to the bank. I'll tell you why in a moment. Number two, the Department of Justice is in court fighting to put mask mandates back in place for those flying on airplanes. And they're fighting in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, even though President Biden said the pandemic was over, what, in September? And number three, the news not getting any better for Joe Biden and his document debacle. It's not. The White House just cannot answer any questions, it seems. What they do say triggers even more questions, and that's where we are today. In fact, the discovery of these classified documents at multiple locations occupied by Joe Biden is a big problem. And a former ethics chief of the Obama administration says his behavior is inexcusable. It's nothing like Trump's deliberate refusal to return classified records demanded by the National Archives, but Biden's own retention of classified records reflects an inexcusable neglect of the most basic security protocols, said former U.S. Office of Government Ethics Director Walter Schaub. The fact that the White House didn't mention that records were found in more than one location when first asked about them was a breach of trust for the public and a self-inflicted wound. Biden said he was surprised to learn of the materials at the Penn Biden Center, but indicated he was aware of documents at his home, which he has defended, saying that they were in a locked garage next to his prized Corvette. Yeah, okay. It's insanity. And I want to run through it a little bit more in detail. Let's go to bite number 12, because Joe Biden's widening political house fire over his handing of documents, getting stonewalled by his press people like Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen, bite 12.
Perfect. Let me widen now. Why is it the matter of this White House counsel deal with documents from two administrations ago? These are, we're not talking about presidential records from this White House. Why is this White House counsel involved in this matter at all?
Again, this is something for the White House counsel to address. I am not going to address that from here. I will refer you to them, and I will refer you to the special counsel and anything that's that is specific to this particular issue.
Yeah, why would the White House counsel? I mean, it's a fair question. Why would the White House counsel today be dealing with documents from two administrations ago? Shouldn't be. And as I told you she would, Karine is hiding behind the special counsel, dodging questions, but it's getting worse. It's getting ugly. Let's go to bite number 13. Listen to this from the podium.
Why then did the White House counsel go to Wilmington to facilitate the handing over of documents to the DOJ?
How is that separating
the White House from the DOJ?
And Weijia, I appreciate the questions. I know there's going to continue to be dozens more questions probably today. And I will say, reach out to the White House counsel's office. That's one of the reasons my colleague was on the phone with many of you taking questions today. And I'm just going to leave it there. That is something for them to answer.
Okay, but it's related to something that you keep telling us, which is how much it is important to this White House to separate the White House from the DOJ's investigation. But the White House counsel was the one to go and facilitate the documents, to look for the documents.
Again, they have been working very closely with the Department of Justice. I would refer you to them. If you want to know specifically about their actions, specifically about what they're doing, I would point you to the White House counsel's office. Look, guys, you guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish. I'm going to keep saying the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to keep not telling you anything. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you a damn thing about anything ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what she continued to do. I want to go to bite 14. Asked directly. This is kind of funny. Asked directly. If Joe Biden's out there rooting around for documents, listen to this. It's Byte 14.
Is he physically joining in the search of these things, rummaging around, you know, these boxes in the garage and wherever else? I mean, literally.
Are you listening to the question that you're asking me?
Is he taking part in searching for his own documents?
Look, I'm going to be very consistent here. I am going to be very clear here, as I have been for the past couple of days, almost a week now, dealing with this. You know, we are going to, any specific questions that you have about this issue, I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House Counsel's Office.
Yeah, there you have it. She continued. You know what? I'm going to give you one more, though, because these are legitimate questions. These are legitimate questions that deserve legitimate answers, and they're going to be dodged forever now. They're going to be dodged forever now. But let's go to Byte 15. It's kind of long. This will wrap it up for you. These are questions that should absolutely be answered. Go.
On Friday, you stood here, though, and were asked about the documents issued by our counsel 18 times. At that point, the president's lawyers had found these 5 additional pages of classified documents. So did you not know on Friday that those documents had been found when you were at the podium, or are you being directed by someone to not be forthcoming on this issue?
I have been forthcoming from this podium. What I said yes to was what the statement at the time that we all had. Right, you all had the statement, and I was repeating what the counsel was sharing at that time.
Right,
and so
we had that statement, so we knew what was in it. But you also
exactly
knew. Did you not know that?
I'm telling you, I just answered the question. I just said that I was repeating what the information that we had at that time. Right, that you all had. I was confirming from what the special counsel had provided to all of you, and that we knew as well from here. So just to be very, very clear, and look. I've also been very clear about being prudent from here. I was also being very clear about being consistent from here, and not going beyond what is currently happening, right?
Yeah. Consistently clear, she's not going to talk about what's happening. So, the White House dodging all questions. The White House dodging all these questions, it's not a good look. It's not. It's not a good look at all. And it's going to come back. So the question then remains this. Is the game to push Joe Biden out, but not getting him in too much trouble? I think that's it. I think that's it. Anyhow, it's just not going anywhere, guys. The mainstream media doesn't like being told no, even now. Maya McGinnis will join me next of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. What about the debt ceiling coming up tomorrow? We'll talk about it straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show, so don't go anywhere.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.